Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries on Sunday. We are a Christian internet church and a local assembly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we want to thank all of you for joining us. We know that this is a holiday and you have plans, so we're not going to be here all day long, but we are going to do what the Lord has called us to do. You see, I have been commissioned by the Lord to bring the gospel, the good news to the body of Christ. And this is one commission and duty that I will not shirk. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And I thank him for that. I was singing this little song I made up that I'm not going to sing right now. I'll sing it when I'm brushing my teeth. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so if you don't sing songs to the Lord while you brush your teeth, you should try it. It's very interesting. Get no toothpaste everywhere. So we hope that you are enjoying yourself. And as you know, those of you who are regular, that we celebrate Holy Communion at the beginning of our services. And to all of our new listeners, welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our website is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. And we invite you to join us in our chat room. Our chat room is located on our webpage. When you pull the page up, whether you're on a tablet, a computer, or a cell phone, we invite you to do so. When the page comes up, across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Please do click that link and sign in and join in with the rest of the body of Christ. And they will greet you in the name of the Lord. Amen. We are a loving church, and we share and express freely the love of God. If you're on a cell phone, be it Android or iPhone, when the page comes up across the banner, you'll see three lines against a black background. That's your link. Click that, and it opens up all the other links in Jesus' name. Amen. For those of you who desire to dial in, our number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. That's area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You know, the Lord has a lot of blessings for his people. And sometimes we have delays, you know. The Lord has told us he's going to do something, and it doesn't happen immediately. But saints, no matter how long you must wait, how long you must be patient, keep your faith in the Lord. Keep your confidence in him. He will not fail you. He will not leave you alone standing there looking like, well, Lord, what happened? He won't do that to you. Amen? Even when people do that to you, he will come to comfort you. Amen? Amen, because we know people will do that to you. But we forgive them, and we move right on in the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to open up in prayer in a few minutes. I want to express my desire for everyone to have a safe holiday. We release Psalm 91 over everyone. And we pray that if you're dealing with neighbors and friends and relatives, that they enjoy themselves as well and that nobody gets an upset stomach, amen, because they ate too much.
Amen.
Not too much hot sauce. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, there is such a thing as too much hot sauce, you know. Yes, there is. It happens. It happens on earth. Let's see. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to come before the Lord in prayer. We're going to repent of our sins. And I know everybody was perfect this week but me, so I'll repent if you don't. And we're going to celebrate Holy Communion with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are your people, but we are not perfect. We are being perfected. Amen?
Yes.
And we thank you for the process in Jesus' name. Lord, when we faint, when we fall down, when things happen out of order and out of place, we thank you that you are merciful and that you are gracious to us, and that you are forgiving. So we come before your throne of mercy. We come before your throne to receive grace to help in time of need. We come before you, Father, for forgiveness for all of our trespasses and all of our sins and all of our iniquities and all of our weaknesses and things that just did not go the way we had planned. We know, Lord, that you love us and that you have mercy upon your people. We ask you to strengthen us this morning, Father. Strengthen your people. We pray, Lord, for all true Christians everywhere, asking you, Father, to strengthen the saints in love, Father. We ask you to strengthen the saints against witchcraft attacks. We ask you, Father, to strengthen the saints against temptations and provocations. We ask you, Father, to strengthen and console the saints against injustice, insult, and injury. We ask you, Father, to strengthen the saints against wrath and hatreds and bitternesses. And we ask you, Lord, to strengthen the saints in warfare. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. We humble our hearts before you. The Bible says if we confess our faults to you, Lord, that you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we receive our cleansing this morning. And we celebrate the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made on the cross for our sins. He set us free. He became a curse for us. He took sin upon himself that we might walk freely in the liberty wherewith we've been set free, Father, because you broke every chain that day, every fetter. We give you praise. We love you, Lord, and we celebrate Holy Communion with you. Amen. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he took bread, in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, we give you thanks, Lord. He brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Partake of the cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take on the armor of God. We thank you, Lord, that you've anointed and appointed us to walk in your kingdom as warriors for such a time as this. From our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, and open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks unto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, electronic, technology demons, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drone, whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger, targeted radio frequency, hypnotic and trance devils, all pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequency attacks, the works of every druid. We overturn and empty all cauldrons in Jesus' name. We bind all mystic rituals and their intents in the name of Jesus Christ. And we bind all Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu, African, European, Caribbean, Latin, American black magic, white magic, and voodoo in Jesus' name. We bind the work of all the druids in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils and all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We thank you, Lord, that you give us power and authority over the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your sacrifice to this end. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind all satanic ritual abuse and satanic worship. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents. Yes, we bind the Lord of the flies and his agents. And we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects, all spiders in their web, trapping them in their own web. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting spirits, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the grove, and every spirit that exalts logic and human reasoning against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind those wicked demons in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents and all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit in the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, EST, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind it all in Jesus' name. We bind the king of pride, Leviathan, and all of his underlings. We bind his underlings to the king, and we pull them all down beneath the feet of Jesus in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Moloch, Basilic, Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Mammon, Zeus, Apollyon, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune and Python in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and their fear, harassments, witchcraft, and mind control in Jesus' name. We return to sender in the name of Jesus Christ according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We bind the spirit of slumber. Father, we thank you that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into the truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for all who are in authority, for kings and all true Christians. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. Yes, we do walk in the midst of trouble, but you're reviving us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand will save us. And in the name of Jesus Christ, and in the name of Jesus Christ, we disconnect ourselves from all ungodly soul ties, silver cords, and ley lines in Jesus' name. We disconnect ourselves from all covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, pledges, or pacts, and every form of agreement with the demonic realm in the name of Jesus Christ. We pull down our walls of protection around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, shamans, and sorcerers in Jesus' name. We bind their power. We bind them. We bind their wicked works. We bind their rituals. We bind their sacrifices in Jesus' name. We break their power in the name of Jesus Christ. We throw them down, and we thank you, Lord, that they are under the feet of Jesus Christ, everyone. We break the power of their curses, their hexes, their vexes, their love spells, all of their spells, their charms, their fetishes, all their psychic warfare, their witchcraft, their sorcery, their magic, their voodoo, all their mind control, their jinxes, their potions, their bewitchments, their death and destruction that they send against the body of Christ. All the sickness, pain, and torment that they release, we bind it in Jesus' name. We break the power of all of their incantations and chantings in Jesus' name. All their ungodly blessings and hoodoo and crystals and root work. We bind their tribal rituals and their sins in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command those spirits to be bound and come up out of the people of God in Jesus' name. All of them come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of God's people in Jesus' name. Come out. All the witchcraft that's been sent against the body of Christ, come out. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people. All of the witchcraft that's been sent against the body of Christ, that's been sent to Christians in particular, that's been sent to Christians in this ministry in particular. Come up and out of God's people. Come out of God's people. You have no right to be there in the name of Jesus. Come out. The blood, the blood, the blood is against you. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. Come on out of God's people. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you. Holy fire on those demons right now in the name of Jesus. The fire of God, the all-consuming fire of God on those demons right now. Come out of God's people. Your trespass in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Come up and out in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Go into the cages. We bind you to the cage in Jesus' name. Come out of the cages in Jesus' name. Come out of the cage in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, they're yours. All the attacks in the night, come out. All the attacks in the dreams, all the poison, everything that was fed, all the astral projection. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Reste la de Dios suto la brequia sa hara kise bebe be. Reki si la de Dios suto kaha sa tra breki de la Dios suto la bre. Reki si de la bre hele de Dios suto koho reki se. Raka baba baba satra brike di Dio sundra brike di Dio suta. Reke dere brise dere brike di Dio suta. We break every grip and hold. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. Baba baba roko satra bri. Reke dere brise dere brike di Dio suta brike di. Raka baba baba satra brike di Dio suta. Reke dere brise dere brike di Dio sur kaha. Reke si le de Dio sur kaha reki se de. Yer ko ho de si dere brise di. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Father, we give you praise. Take a deep breath and let the Holy Spirit and the holy fire of God come in and fill the empty places in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Rule le 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 asata da breke di Dio sotto la breke. Re de le Dio sotto la breke. Hala le Dio sotto la breke. Amen. Let's have a sound check. We're having a sound check. Got it? Sound check. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to have the right sound here today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is great and greatly to be praised. He said, let peace be on earth. We're going to have peace on earth. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, the Lord has given us a word. He's good God. He's given us a word. He's given us a word. He increases strength. He says he increases strength. Whatever you need to do, even if you're a parent, he increases strength so you can get the job done. Amen. Amen. You see, I've been commissioned by the Lord Jesus Christ to bring the gospel to the people of God. And he strengthens me to do it. Amen. He strengthens me to do it. Amen. And so whatever we need to do, whether it's to raise a family, whether it's to keep the peace, regardless to what our assignment is or what path we must walk, he increases our strength to do it. No matter what trial we face or what obstacle is there, he will increase our strength. Amen? For he knows that we are weak, but yet he's strong. So he gives us his strength. All people experience trials, sufferings, and difficult situations in this journey of life. How we respond to them often makes the difference between failure and success. As we labor toward a beneficial end, we often find ourselves lacking in strength to accomplish our task in a manner that we deem to be acceptable. In such times, we must call on our Lord to aid us and to strengthen us, and he will do so. Amen? In Psalm 34, verse 19, it is written, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. He didn't say out of a few. He said out of them all. Amen? Amen. In 2 Corinthians, have a seat. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. You see, we have sufferings in Christ, but we also have his consolation. He knows that we endure many of the things he endured when he was on earth, and things that are even worse, amen, in some cases. We go through a lot. So God is here to help us to overcome, help us to walk through, amen, help us to endure, amen. So God has not left us when we go through situations, you see. Certainly, the more that we endure suffering in his name, the more he will shower us with his comfort and encouragement and his strength to endure. He gives us his strength to endure. Amen? Amen. As believers, we realize that without the Lord, we can do nothing. As it says in John chapter 15, verse 5. The Gospel of John, chapter 15 and verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. I agree. Without you, Lord, we can't get a thing done. It's fruitful to try because it just won't go right. You see, we have lived through the experiences of life enough to know that people, even well-meaning ones, will not only let you down and disappoint you, but sometimes they can seriously test your patience. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes they can seriously test your patience. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, beginning with verse 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, beginning with verse 4, great is my boldness of speech toward you, Paul says. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful in our tribulation. For when we were come into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Without were fighting, within were fear. This is Apostle Paul talking. He said their flesh had no rest, none. But they were troubled on every side. Without were fight. Within were fear. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down comforted us. God comforted them in their struggle. He comforted them in their tribulation, in their trial, in their problems, in their issues, in their conflict. He didn't just leave them standing there going, well, what now? He didn't tell them to run. They stood and they did what they were sent to do, but it wasn't without problems. And so we should not expect to go through life on flowery beds of ease. Just because you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior does not exempt you from problems, sufferings, trials, and tribulations. You had them before you came to Christ, and you will have them as you are in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And they will be everywhere. You will turn one minute, and there's one here. And it looks like they all bloomed at the same time. You were going along. Life was fine, maybe a bump here or there. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it looked like the wind blew, and here comes everything. And you go, what happened? Did I sin or something? So then you run to God. Whatever it is I did, Lord, I'm sorry I did.
Amen.
And sometimes it has nothing to do with you. It's other people's drama. And other people's sin, and other people's unforgiveness, and other people's betrayals and lies and foolishness and fights and stress and drama. Other people's witchcraft, they bring it all to you. But you see, this scripture tells us that nevertheless God steps in. He doesn't leave you standing there just swinging the shield of faith by yourself. He doesn't leave you there just with the sword of the Spirit by yourself. No, he comforts us when we're cast down, when we've had an absolute enough. We've had enough and enough and enough and enough, and we're about to blow this sack. He steps in right there at that moment, just before you do what you used to do. He steps in to comfort. He steps in to encourage. He steps in to strengthen, and he increases our strength. Amen? Amen. In Psalm 60, verse 11, the psalmist said, give us help from trouble, Lord, for vain, futile is the help of man. Give us help, Lord, because useless is the help of man. We tried them, but they couldn't help us, they wouldn't help us, or they didn't know how to help. Sometimes they just don't know how to help us. Amen? In Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 5, it is written, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. You know, you can't always lean on folks. They will leave you standing alone with no support at all. They will do it. Even family does that. As the problems mount and the stressors increase, we feel the weight of the load. And sometimes we collapse beneath it. However, when we turn to the Lord, he brings strength and solutions to our dilemmas in time of need. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 19 says, I think that was the right one, but if it wasn't, oh well. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. They promise you, well, I'm going to do such and such and such and such and such and such. And you can't think of the last time they told the truth. So you're standing there depending on them to keep their word this time. And what do? What they always do. Amen. And we know it's so. Weakness, though, has its place in human trials because it causes us to look outside of ourselves for power to carry on. When we run out of juice, we know we've got to look someplace else. All saints must learn to trust in the Lord and not on their own strength. All saints must learn to trust in the Lord and not on their own strength. We must seek our God and allow him to give us his strength when we become weak. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We're the clay. He's the power in the clay. He's the power. We're just the clay. We yield. He moves. Things change. In Psalm 37, beginning with verse 39, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. He says that he's our strength in times of trouble. He says our salvation, because we are the righteous, comes from him. That he will help us. He'll deliver us. He'll deliver us from those wicked ones. He'll save them. He'll save us. He comes to the rescue. It's not that what you saw in the commercial, you know, with the man in the armor riding the white horse with the lancet. No, that's not him. It's not the one, the Cape Crusader. It's not him either. It's not that woman that whisked around in that little bathing suit with all them things on her arms and the bullets went to flying everywhere. It's not her either. It's not the one that used to come out of a phone booth when there were phone booths. It's not him either. Amen. It's not the one in the cave with his buddy riding with him. It's not them. And it's none of the others that have come after them either. None of them can save us. Amen. So we can stop looking for them. In Psalm 73, beginning with verse 25. Psalm 73, beginning with verse 25. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Amen, amen. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart. God is the strength of my heart, a portion forever. He is the strength of my heart when I feel like I'm going to fall apart. When something suddenly happens that was not predicted and the whole world looks like it just explodes at once, he is the strength of my heart. I need not fear because he's with me. I remember the day that my youngest brother died. I was coming downstairs to take my dog out for a walk. And I passed him on the sofa, and by the time I got to the door to go downstairs where the dog was, I noticed something strange. I didn't hear him snoring. You know, sometimes snoring is a blessing. You just don't realize it. It tells you they're still breathing. And so I stopped and turned around, and I looked at him. And I went over to him, and I shook him, and he was cold. And I opened his mouth, and blood and water came flowing out. And I knew he was gone. There was no point in me trying to do CPR or any other R. No matter my medical degree, I had sense enough to know he was gone and he didn't just leave. So I ran upstairs to my parents' room, and I went to beating on the door, and I told him to come downstairs. And that's not my norm to do such a thing. And so my father came running down the stairs because I sounded like I was in a panic, and I was. And he saw him, and immediately he tried to revive him, but I knew he was gone. My mother came downstairs after him, and she started screaming. You see, in those moments, you need to already know that God is the strength of your heart. That's not the time to try to figure it out. That's the time to have faith in your heart already. Other things happened. My grandmother had to be called. My uncle had to be alerted. Other family members had to find out what I had suddenly discovered. Somewhere in there, I forgot about the dog. It was a very traumatic moment. It was a shock and a trauma. He was one semester away from graduating from college. He had a job at the post office. But in moments like these, shocking tragedies that seem to come out of nowhere, God is our strength. He is the strength of our heart. Amen? In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning with verse 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning with verse 2, Paul explains a situation that he encountered. He says, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmity. In my weaknesses. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelations that were given to me, a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. My strength is made perfect in weakness. The Apostle Paul dealt with a messenger of Satan. How encouraging that must be for a saint of God, to have a messenger of Satan aggravating you, doing things, causing problems all the time, every day, day in, day out, continually. How exciting. Isn't that what you want to wake up to every day? He tells us that because he was fulfilling the call of God on his life, he received experiences and mysteries and revelations of God. And with those revelations also came a messenger of Satan. Not to make his life a pleasure by any means, so Paul sought the Lord three times to rid himself of such a messenger. And what did the Lord say to Paul? Oh, my servant, you should not have any difficulty in this life because you are doing my will. No, that's not what he said. Our Lord did not say that. Instead, he encourages Paul by saying, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So Paul helps us here. He goes on to say, most gladly, therefore, gladly, you have this messenger straight from hell. And he's saying, I'm glad because I will rather glory in my weaknesses, in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest on me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in insults, in verbal fisticuffs, if you will, in necessities, in persecution. You mean Paul had to do without things? Yes. In persecutions. Paul was a Roman. He had necessities? Yes. In persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Then am I strong. You see, Paul changed his point of view. His perspective changed, and that change enabled him to receive the grace and strength of God that he so desperately needed. That change of mind, that change of perspective, he got a new point of view. All saints should do the same. We need a fresh look at our circumstances so that we can realize the grace of God as well. You see, sometimes it looks like a curse, but it actually isn't, because some blessings come well disguised. Amen? God's strength will come forth in us when we experience weakness, whether it be physical or otherwise. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. In Isaiah chapter 25, beginning with verse 1, Isaiah chapter 25, beginning with verse 1, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsel of old are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast made of a city an heap, and of a defense city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nation shall fear thee. For thou hast been a strength to the poor. A strength to the poor. A strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible one is as a storm against the wall. God came to their rescue. He came to support them. He came to be their fort. He came to be their dependent, their deliverer, their provider, what they needed in the time of a storm, in the time of distress, in the time of poverty. In Isaiah chapter 41, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 9, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive against thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, I will help thee. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. God comes to the rescue. He doesn't leave you there standing there holding the bag. When they come against you, he's there with you. He's up in their faces, and he will not back down. Amen. When we are fainting and almost out of strength, the Lord will help us. He will cause us to take hold of his strength. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15, for thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. You know, sometimes we're busy running around trying to take care of every little thing, make sure every T is crossed and every I is dotted. And we're busy running around trying to take care of this and trying to take care of that and trying to fix this and trying to fix that and trying to prop this up and prop that up and make this work. We're just wearing ourselves out. And he's saying, in returning and rest shall you be saved. In quietness and faith is where you're going to find your strength. It's not running around with your like a chicken that just had its head chopped off, flapping around the barnyard, headless, no direction, but flapping everywhere. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen?
Amen?
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So you see, the waiting upon the Lord comes first. It's after you wait upon the Lord that your strength is renewed. Then you get to mount up with wings as eagles. Then you get to run and not be weary. Then you get to walk and not faint. But it's after you wait upon the Lord, not before. The Bible says that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth because he shows himself strong in behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro the whole earth. So how could he miss you? You know the song, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he's watching me. Why should I be discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should I feel lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, the Bible says. Jesus is our portion. The song goes on to say, his eye is on the sparrow, and his eye is watching me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know that he watches me. Sometimes we have to remember what we already know. When no one else is able to help us, God will. When no one else is able to help us, God will. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning with verse 16, 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning with verse 16, Paul said when he had to stand before government officials in court alone, at my first answer to those charges, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. They had something else to do. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. That's a good time to forgive. It keeps bitterness out of the heart. Notwithstanding, nevertheless, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. The Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Standing alone, doing the will of God, strengthened in the inner man by Jesus Christ himself. Psalm 72, verse 12. Psalm 72, verse 12. For he shall deliver the needy when he cries, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. And him that hath no helper. Psalm 27, verse 10. Psalm 27, verse 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. You've been abandoned? Well, the father himself will see to it that the ministry of parenthood is carried out in your life. Did they die? Did they run away? Were they on drugs? Did you get separated? Did they go into witchcraft? Whatever it was, the Lord will take you up. He won't leave you standing there as an orphan. He will be with you even when you can't see him. The Lord releases strength to us to stay the race. The Lord releases strength to us to stay in the race. The Bible says, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. The Bible says in Proverbs 24, verse 16, for a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. A just man, one that belongs to God, falls seven times. If he falls seven times, that's a lot of falling down. He can still get up again. He can still get up again. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Amen? God doesn't run out on us when the world does and when people do. He comes to our aid. Though we may appear to be weak or incapable to others, God will work through us in a powerful way. You know how people look at us, and they judge us according to their opinion. People have done that to me. People did that when I took over the pastorate. They fled because they figured I couldn't do it, but they were wrong.
Amen.
They was real wrong, and they're still wrong. Amen?
Amen.
You see, I knew what I was called to do. God kept showing it to me over and over and over and over again. And I kept telling him over and over that I couldn't, and he didn't want to hear any of that. So, you see, he was right, and I was wrong. Amen? When God says, yes, you can. He knows what he put in you. He's the one that made you. When they were making that little cinnamon roll that you turned out to be, he was the one rolling up the dough. So he knows what's in you. He knows what kind of flour he put in. He knows what kind of leavening he put in. He knows every ingredient that went into you. So when he tells you you can, he's right and you're wrong. Don't forget that, because you'll stand there like I did and say, no, I can't. I can't do that. I can't do that. And he'll sit there and look at you like, what? You know, Moses tried that. He tried that number on the Lord. So I figured Moses got away with it sort of, kind of. So maybe I can try it. That didn't work. Moses had to go tell him, let his people go. And I have to stand here and preach the gospel to you. And that's the way it is. Mm-hmm. So, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 34, the Bible tells us that the saints of old went through these things in faith. And they escaped the edge of the sword. They quenched the violence of fire. Out of weakness, they were made strong. You see, they didn't start in strength. They started out in weakness. But they were made strong. They waxed valiant in fight. People that couldn't do any spiritual warfare, suddenly they became mighty and valiant in fight and turned to flight the armies of the aliens. They gave those people a chase they never forgot. Well, you say, but I'm just me. Well, so were they. David was a little shepherd boy until the Spirit of the Lord came on him And he killed the lion and the bear and Goliath. Amen. Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Just because you can't see it and don't know how doesn't mean he can't. It means you can't see but so far. It has nothing to do with his vision. He can see. You're just going to have to trust his vision. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, Jesus said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So, you see, you can't tell him, but Lord, I can't do this. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. In the book of Daniel, he says that the people that do know their God, not the people who doubt themselves, he says the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. It's the people who know their God, not the people who are looking at their own inabilities and their own weaknesses and their own frailties and their own faults and their own deeds that they have done that they think disqualify them. Moses murdered somebody. And look at how far he got. He got to lead the masses of the people through the wilderness, through the Red Sea. Nobody else in history got to do all that. Nobody. But he was a murderer. David became an adulterer. You see, everybody has got weaknesses. There aren't any people that don't have them. Don't judge people because they have weaknesses. Everybody has weaknesses. But in God, we can wax strong. We can be valiant. We can be warriors for Jesus. You should go back and read about David's mighty men. They started out depressed, discouraged, in debt, and not knowing where they were going or what to do. But they went out and met David in the cave of Adullam, and he taught them how to become the warriors of God. They were stressed and depressed, but that wasn't how their story goes in the end. So don't look at yourself the way you think of yourself. See yourself the way God sees you. That's the change in perspective that God is calling us to have. Stop looking at yourself the way you look in the shower. That will not answer the question. See yourself in the scriptures. See yourself with the power of God living in you. See yourself the way God sees you, because that's the truth and no lie. So God will pour out his power in us. He promises to do that. He has all power and he doesn't have to give anybody any of it. But guess what? He decided that he would. And in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And then you're going to do something you've never done before. You're going to be witnesses unto me at home, in the state, in the nation, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And you're standing there like a calf at a new gate going, huh? And they're going, okay, release your prayer language. And you go, chicky, chicky, choo, chicky, chicky, choo. Mama got a Honda, mama got a Honda. I'm like, really? Come on, saints. It's more in you than that. It's more in you than that. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 14, the Lord says to us that the word of God is in us. He says, we've known him from the beginning. And because we are strong and that the word of God abides in us, we've overcome the wicked one. So why are you letting the wicked one harass you? You know who he is. You know what he does. You know that you've got the armor and the weapons and the power and all of it now. So now what are you going to do? In Psalm 68, verse 35, O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. He gives strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. So don't leave home without your strength and power. You're going to need it. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man whom thou madest strong for thyself. God often makes us strong because he has something for us to do. And we've been selected and chosen for the kingdom for such a time as this. You see, our last president was busy living his own life, building buildings where he wanted to build them, running his business, running his family, minding his own business till he learned things about people he knew and people he didn't know. And things bothered him. Well, why doesn't somebody do something about this? He asked. Well, why doesn't somebody do something about this? He asked. Well, why doesn't somebody do something about this? He asked. And one day, God said, it's you. And we thought that was just a playboy with nothing else to do. But we were wrong at first glance. He turned out to be the suit that God jumped in. We had a lot of empty suits, you know, over the years. But this one turned out to be the suit that God jumped in. We need to be careful when we judge things according to our own opinion. Amen? We must praise the Lord for lifting us up and empowering us to move forward. He is the glory and the lifter up of our heads. Amen? Yes. In Psalm 28, he says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength. He is the saving strength of his anointed. God is our strength. He doesn't ever run out, so you shouldn't run out either. And if you do, you know where to get more. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, the Bible says. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Psalm 84, verse 7. They go from strength to strength. Not from strength to weakness, and then back to strength. No. From strength to strength. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. You think God has some riches? To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. In the inner man. Didn't say in your fingernails. It said in the inner man. That's where to look. In Colossians, he says, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Yes, with joyfulness. Putting up with it with joyfulness.
Hmm.
Yes, it takes faith. But he has faith for us. He has faith for us. All that we accomplish must be done in God's power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. In power. In Luke chapter 4, beginning with verse 8, we have an interesting picture here. Jesus at the center of the picture. And Jesus had to deal with Satan firsthand. What a glorious job. I think I'll pass door number one and let Jesus do that. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, sort of the Spirit, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. Now that was dumb of the devil. What do you mean, if he be the Son of God? You know full well he was the Son of God. Let's not be silly. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. So he's going to taunt Jesus here. And Jesus said, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, what did the devil do? He departed from him for a season, for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit, in the power of the Holy Ghost unto Galilee. And there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. You see, he teaches us how to overcome. Our God is sovereign. He determines the final outcome, not the display of a carnal authority. Jesus, our sovereign Lord, he's the one who determines the final outcome. In Psalm 33, verse 16, there is no king saved by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. No, that's not how it works. In Psalm 35, verse 10, Psalm 35, verse 10, all my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. Who's like our God? Most people walk past poor people as if they don't exist. But not our God. He comes to the poor's rescue. He comes to the rescue of the needy. He cares. When no one else cares, he does. Psalm 44. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old. Back in the olden days, you know that's what they like to say. how thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and plantest them, how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. You see, the people didn't win the war on their own. God jumped in the middle of it. Verse four, correction. Thou art my king, O God, command deliverances for Jacob. Put your name right there. Thou art my king, O God, command deliverances, and put your name there. Through thee we will push down our enemies. Through thy name we will tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. Amen. Amen. Saints, this is our promise from the Lord. This is our promise from the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 40, the Lord says this to us. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou and speakest, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? And the Lord says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faileth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Saints, he increases our strength.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
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 So when you get that trial coming up next week, the week after, and the week after, and the week after, and the week after, don't faint.
Amen.
He lives in you.
Yes.
He lives in you. He didn't run off. He's there in you. Amen?
Amen.
Rise for the benediction. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for that word. Amen. Thank you for the word. You're faithful, Lord. We love you, and we appreciate you today. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your heart and establish you in every good word and work. And the church said amen.
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 And amen. God bless you. And we pray that we will see you on Wednesday. Be safe and enjoy yourself. Praise the Lord.
Just Some have come.